Caleb Moorhead ended the first quarter with a 58-yard run down to the one-yard line. Welcome you back here to Robert Doyle Stadium. Shelby County's Tyler Drain takes the shotgun snap, lunges forward, and gets into the end zone on the first play of the second quarter. And the Shelby County Rockets push their lead now out to 13 with that one-yard touchdown run by the senior quarterback, Tyler Drain.
Let's see what we can do with our snap here. On the block, we did change snappers. I noticed we ran one in and one out, just to break the monotony, and that one sort of floated back a little bit. We'll see what goes on here.
I don't know, Hare comes in, and he's going to
be the snapper.
The long snapper here in place of,
I think, Tedford.
Tedford. Rain is the holder. Another high snap of this one. A nice kick, and good, and Collins trailing now 14-0 to the Shelby County Rockets with just 5 seconds gone by here in the second quarter. You're listening to high school football tonight on Power 93.3 FM.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Welcome back, everyone, to Robert Doyle Stadium on the campus of Shelby County High School. Sean Cressup alongside Tom Doyle for tonight's call. As Josh Edwards' kick is a high bobbly kick, hits the ground at about the 17-yard line, and going to be returned here out to just around the 30. Trying to see, looks like Peyton Hawk was the return man there. You can tell Edwards kicking into the wind there is a big difference.
He did, and he tried to put that high up into the wind, let the wind sort of hold it up, and give his guys a chance to get down there. The ball actually hit the ground.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for Rockets, it bounced right to the Titans.
So J.R. Lucas and company come out here. How they move with the wind behind their back. Jaden Wilson stands to the right of Lucas, who now looks over to the sideline with the entire offense to Jerry Lucas for the play call. Three wideouts to the far side of the formation. Lucas drops back the pass, going to look deep down the right sideline. He's got Maggard in stride, who loses a beat. He's going to be wrapped up, break a tackle, and now Cameron Armstrong will have him inside the five-yard line, and that's the first time we've been able to call Dalton Maggard's name tonight. But it's a long reception down inside the five-yard line, and a first down and goal here for Collins with 11:37.
Davis had great coverage on him when he turned for the football. He was about a step off, and JR put that dead on the money.
It's a nice hands grab at catch. It was all hands there for Maggard, who was kind of still out in front of him. They had to go get it, but first and goal here now for the Titans. Lucas takes a low snap, rolls out to the right. Steps up in the pocket. Now coming back to the near side. He's going to be met by a defender just shy of the goal line. Drew Mack going to be in on the tackle with Justice Powers for Shelby County. That'll bring up second down and goal from right at the one and right in the middle of the hashes here of the football field. 11:24, clock rolling. Let's go here in the second quarter. Go ahead.
I'm sure everybody was expecting a front pylon pass right there. We'll see what goes here.
Now they'll turn and look to Lucas, the head coach, on the sideline. Jaden Wilson flanking to the right of J.R. Takes the snap, rolls to the right side, going to keep it, and he is in the end zone for a touchdown. J.R. Lucas in the end zone for the first time tonight for Collins. Puts them on the board for the first time. The one-yard touchdown run now cuts into the Rockets' lead. It's 14-6. And the Titans answer quickly.
That is Collins Titans offense at the best. Strike quick.
Webb Bates, the place kicker for Collins, off of the extra point. Good snap, good hold. This kick is up and good. 14-7 here, just under 11 minutes to go in the first half. This is high school football on Power 93.3.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Here at Robert Doyle Stadium, Webb Bates approaches the ball here with a kickoff down to the 13-yard line. This is Cameron Armstrong on the return for Shelby County out to the 20-yard line. Just over the 20 or the 21, and so that's where the Rockets offense will come back out. After surrendering the touchdown to Collins, Shelby County leading 14-7 here with 10:53 to go in the first half.
I think it's very important for Shelby County to come back right back and establish something, establish a drive, to get the tone back on this side of the field.
Allard Drain, the senior signal caller for Shelby County in the shotgun, sends Brandon Davis in motion here to the near side. This is Moorhead on the give on first down. He's out across the 30. See if they'll spot him just shy of the first down. He's going to be between the 30 and 31, and it'll be second and short. You mentioned it here. We've got the stats for the first quarter. 10 carries, 90 yards for Caleb Moorhead just in the first quarter alone. That run probably puts him over the century mark here in the first half. Moorhead on second down, and it's a scrum here as they blow the play dead. And waiting to see the spot here, but they do now say it is a first down for Shelby County after Moorhead leaned over the first down marker. Just under 10 minutes to go here in the first half. 14-7, Shelby County leading Collins. Drain with Davis coming in motion to the near side. It's going to be a sweep as they pitch it out to Davis. He's got some room. Now follows a block over the 40, and he'll be tackled and wrapped up with a first down out to near the 42-yard line. Zach Stucker in for the tackle for Collins.
So he kind of pulled a lineman right there. I couldn't see who it was, but he come around the corner in front of Brandon. Stone on this side, nice downfield block, and got a great pickup right there.
First and 10 from the 43. Keon Stone goes in motion. Drain going to drop back and pass, looking deep over the left side of the field. This is a high throw, and it's intercepted by Collins. The defender, it's going to be Cam Harris with the pick, comes back into Rocket territory. Tyler Drain got a big hit on him back at the 35, but he does throw the interception. Cam Harris picks it off as it was intended for Keyshawn Catlett, and they'll spot this down inside the just across midfield to the 47-yard line, and the Rockets surrender their first turnover of the ball game.
Really, Collins' long pass right there. JR laid it out with the wind. This one here, the wind sort of caught that. It almost felt like a punt going down through there. It was, just sort of dangling out there and picked off.
We've got a flag here before the snap. It's going to be on Collins for illegal procedure, and this will back them up on their side of midfield. 5-yard penalty. Just an out-of-character throw and a play run there by Shelby County. Haven't seen anything like that really from Drain all year.
Well, of course, I talked about in pregame, we hadn't taken any shots downfield, so what happens? We take a shot downfield.
Sure. That's how it happens.
But I think a win really held that ball up.
Had a lot to do with it. You're right.
And you don't want to throw it up when there's a guy with 8 picks on the year standing back there. 8 picks on the year now.
Lucas takes the snap on first and 15. Going to go deep down the field again, looking for going to be Hawk in single man coverage down the right sideline, and that one's overthrown. And so now you start to see JR and company trying to take more shots.
They got a little confidence going right now.
Well, with the wind at their back, as we've talked about, they can just hope their guys are able to outrun defenders. Second and 15 from their own 48. JR takes a snap and they give to Roseberry over the right side. He's got some room as he goes over to the sideline. He'll be able to pick up about 8 or 9 yards on second down. They'll spot him down inside Rocket territory at the 43. It'll be third down and 6.
Third down and 6, and, if Collins gets his ball over the 40, I'd say they're in four down territory.
trailing 14-7 is Collins, who looked to the sideline here trying to get a play call. I know six.
So we need to make sure they don't jump right here.
Lucas with Roseberry directly behind him. Give to Roseberry over the right side. He'll get out close to the first down marker. We'll see where they spot him. It looked like he might have come down just a bit short.
You saw that, but I'm not sure if the other officials over there saw that.
Well, even from our angle now,
fourth down.
I think they're calling it fourth down, and it'd be about a foot. As they spot the ball, had to get down to the 42 for the first down. They'll spot him between the 42 and 43. Well, it's very close, and fourth down and short, they're going to go for it here. From the shotgun, it's Lucas trying to draw Shelby County offside. That didn't work on the first try. Now they look over to the visiting sideline.
Quarterback draw.
They're going to give it to Roseberry. He's going to have the first down inside the 35-yard line.
You know, Bayside didn't have carry the ball much the first half and actually didn't play much offense. Must be feeling a lot better, and he's running hard, hitting the holes hard.
Gets down to the 32-yard line. They'll move the chains, first and 10 in Rocket territory, trailing 14-7 here with 8:02 on the clock left in the first half of play. Dalton Maggard is the lone receiver here to the near side. Peyton Hawk on the right side. Roseberry
going deep.
Behind him, here's Lucas, tries to scramble away from pressure. Going to get out across the 25-yard line. Picked up a block on the way, and he's out close to another first down. We'll look see where those spots is, and I think they're going to try and measure this one, and they will.
Shelby County looks like they're on their heels right now on the defense. They had pressure on JR right there, but there really wasn't a tackler around there. I'm not sure if we put a little wrinkle into that defense and they picked up on something, or we're a little step slow tonight.
And it is a first down for Collins. JR Lucas with the 10-yard run. And they will keep this drive moving now just outside the red zone. They spot Collins down on the right hash mark at the 22-yard line. 7:27 left to go and the clock moving. 14-7 is our score. Shelby County leading. Here's JR on first down, takes a snap, gives to Roseberry between the tackles.
Big hole spin
away and get inside the 15 and another nice run on first down for Collins.
The Collins offensive line is really opening up some holes on that right side over there.
Leaves one to wonder why they might need to throw the football when you've got this kind of a run game going right now at this point of the game. It's going to be second down and one from the 13-yard line. Roseberry lined up behind Lucas. They'll give it to him again between the tackles. He's met now, falls on the ground, and we'll wait and see who's got it. It was fumbled. Jose Correa says Shelby County has it.
I see three or four of them saying Shelby.
Official says
and
Shelby.
And
official says Shelby's got it. That's the second fumble of the night for Nashawn Roseberry. And it looks like Ryan Johns was the Rocket who recovered that fumble. And the Collins Titans driving down in the red zone, fumble it away, and give it back to Shelby County. Their third turnover this first half. The second fumble from Roseberry tonight. Tyler Drain will bring this offense back out deep in their own side of the field. High snap to give us to Moorhead. He'll be stopped shy of the line of scrimmage. That'll be a looks like a loss on the play on first down. And Tom, to me, it now looks like key to Moorhead has been picked up by Collins. I'm going to start looking now to see if the outside of the middle of the field.
We ran that something kind of play with a lead blocker for Brandon a while ago to really pick something up.
Second down and 10. It was actually no gain on first down. They give it to Moorhead again, and he's got nowhere to go. The ball's loose and taken away by Collins' defender. Now he's running inside the five. He fumbles it. Collins gets back on top of it, though, and they have it inside the five. Two fumbles on that play. Moorhead fumbled it first. Zach Stucker picked it up, had it inside the five. He fumbled it away, and then I couldn't tell who actually fell on it there the second time, but Collins has it back first and goal inside the five.
I think Brandon Davis got his hands on it. He got ready to take off running with it, and somebody took it out of his hands.
That ball was ripped right out of the arms of Caleb Moorhead as he was trying to get a second effort and couldn't get the whistle to blow in time to blow the play dead. Collins has it now at the 2-yard line. Lucas with Jaden Wilson lined up to his right. Going to take the snap, keep it up the middle himself. He's going to be stopped shy. For no gain, he'll be tackled right there at close to the 2-yard line on first down. Odd first half here with several turnovers here. It is cold here tonight. It was about 50 degrees, 55 degrees at and kick. It'll be second and goal from the 2-yard line. Lucas with Wilson to his right. Lucas going to keep it again as he runs around the right side. He's going to be brought down again, this time for a loss, back near the 4-yard line. That's Drew Mack on the tackle for Shelby County.
John, one thing I noticed there, you know, as I said, there's some holes being opened up over that right side. That time, some Collins really took some big splits over there trying to spread the Shelby County defense out a little bit. Play before that, O'Hara made a filled in real quickly, and Drew Magnus beat his man right there.
Third and goal from the 4. They try and draw Shelby offside. No whistle. And now they do blow this one dead. And it's going to be against Shelby County. It looks like Clayton O'Donohue or Drew Mack, one of those two, couldn't hold. But it's a half the distance to the goal. So back to the 2-yard line on third and goal for Collins. J.R. Lucas going to go up under center. This give is a bobbled snap and a broken play. Now he's trying to get outside. He's going to be brought down for a loss. That snap was bobbled. He couldn't get it to Roseberry coming through the line. And so he had to try to keep it, try to make something out of it. And he was brought down for a loss back at the 5-yard line. And so now the decision here for Coach Jerry Lucas is, with the wind at your back, he's going fourth and goal. So you got to try the field goal and get some points. And it looks like Webb Bates and company, that field goal unit, will march on and try to take something away rather than risk not getting anything here.
23-yard field goal attempt from the left hash. Horrible angle.
Here's the snap. It's low. The kick is up, and it looks good. And it
is.
Webb Bates knocks home 3 for Collins, who now trails 14-10 with 3:44 left to play in the first half. This is high school football on Power 93.3.
Cub Cadet owners know the joy of attacking yard work with the strongest equipment, like the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, the strongest, most comfortable lawn tractors ever built, backed by the strongest warranty and robust Cub Cadet commercial and residential zero-turn riders with lap bar or steering wheel control, plus industry-leading signature cut series walk-behind mowers. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because, as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
14-10 our score here with 3:44 left in the first half. Webb Bates knocked home 23-yard field goal for Collins. Here's the ensuing kickoff to Cameron Armstrong. He's got it coming to the near side.
Get up there.
Out in the middle of the field, out across the 30-yard line, and a nice return for number 14, Cameron Armstrong. And Shelby County will have it first and 10 from their own 34. Be interesting to see now that we've got ourselves a bit of a ball game here, 14-10 Shelby County, what Nick Edwards, the offensive coordinator, is going to try to dial up here with the blue and gold. Tyler Drain and company here in the tight set. Moorhead lined up behind Drain. They'll send Keon Stone in motion, give to Moorhead over the middle. He spins away from a tackle. Boy, if he could have kept his balance, he might have been heading for pay dirt. But he's out to the 44-yard line. Actually, they'll spot him just shy of the first down at the 43. And a 9-yard run on first down for Moorhead with 3:19 left to go here in the second quarter.
Like I said, last play must have got him a little upset. He busted a hard 9-yard run right there.
Davis comes in motion here. Going to keep it as Drain's going to have the first down on the option keep. Tackle by Nick Eads at the 47-yard line, and with 3:02 on the clock, they'll move the chains for Shelby County.
Well, Shelby County got a nice return. First down on 2 plays and ball at midfield. 3 minutes to go. We've got plenty of time.
Clock moving now under 2:50. Drain takes the snap. He'll give to Moorhead. He's tackled over the 50-yard line. Nick Eads, Darius Williams in on that tackle as well. Going to be about a 5-yard gain into Titans territory, the 48. Second down and about 5.
All right, Collins brings some beef in. Goes to 6 down lineman.
Moorhead takes it here on second down. He'll get out close to the to the marker, but he's over the 45, inside the 45.
I thought he was a little better than that, but
they put it on the north side of the 45, so be third and short here with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Shelby leading 14-10. Here's the give on the option pitch. Here's a flat or a whistle before the play. Boy, they had Davis on the option pitch. And this is going to be a
false start on who?
Illegal procedure call against.
I think this guy on this sideline loves to call that play.
So back the football up to the 49. And so what was third and short, now a little different look. Third and about seven. Drain takes a snap. He'll keep it. On the quarterback, makes a cut back to midfield. He's out close to the first down. Boy, I think he's got it when he leaned over at the end of that play. He's inside the 45, and the white hat is going to say first down. So Tyler Drain with one of those just enough quarterback runs.
You know, he got the lick. He spun off of it so he could fall forward instead of be driven back and got it. I thought he did a little better on that.
Here's a give to Moorhead between the tackles. He'll get inside the 40. Clock moving here with 106.
We got an injured Rocket walking off.
And that's Hayden Tedford, the center, who's laying now. He tried to walk off on his own, but they're going to stop the clock here with 57 seconds. He's holding a forearm or an elbow. I don't know if it was an arm.
It looked like it was his shoulder or something, and he was going to run on off. And they said, you know, go down so we can make the substitution, check on you. Hopefully this might be a stinger, but they're taking their time with it.
And with a little bit of inside information on Tedford today, knew he was kind of dealing with a bit of a stomach bug. Wasn't feeling great all day today and yesterday. So him being out there to start this game is a bit of a positive thing for Shelby County. But now we see dealing with an injury, Daniel Glass going to be called to come in here with just under a minute to go in the first half to deal with being the center.
Daniel's going to take the opportunity to come over here on the sideline with Tyler. You know, just pop a few snaps back there, make sure they got the timing on. Hayden's getting up, setting up.
Set the scene here for you while we're stopped. 14-10 is our score. Shelby County leading Collins with under a minute to go in the first half. Tedford walking off the field. Doesn't look good. He's kind of holding his arm. I don't know. We'll kind of keep an eye and see where his status will be for the rest of the way. But the Rockets with the football here. The big thing, Tom, is the Rockets are going into the wind here late in the half. And they're going to have to get pretty close if they're going to have to settle with the clock being an issue for a field goal.
I'd say we're going to have to get inside the 20.
So here's Drain. Clock moving now. 50 seconds, drops back to pass. He's going to look over the middle. He's got Keon Stone in the middle of the field, and a nice catch and a beautiful throw by Tyler Drain. That's a first down catch at the 20-yard line for Keon Stone, the junior running back and receiver.
Timeout, Shelby County.
And the Rockets will burn a timeout. That's their second of this half, and we'll keep it here with 46 seconds left, and the Rockets will have the first down. They do have one timeout remaining. And Tom, notably, they get the ball back to start the second half.
This is true. And I'm sure we'll have the win in the third quarter, and Collins will take it in the fourth. But we've got the ball just about the 20. We might need to get down closer to the 10 with this win.
Well, we've seen the Rockets and talked about it. They've thrown the ball a lot more in the latter part of the season. Tyler Drain has been pretty exceptional tonight. He did have the one blip, throwing a high ball into the wind that wound up being an interception. But this is first and 10, 46 seconds. He drops back to pass. It's a screen here, swing to the near sideline. It's Keon Stone who's trying to get out of bounds. It's going to be a loss on the play back to, let's see where they'll spot, 24 yard line. And so 40 seconds on the clock.
You know, you're talking about Tyler, you know, and the Rockets' efficiency with the pass. That was his second interception of the year right there.
Right, right.
Into the 12th game, so nothing wrong with that. And he's been throwing at a 65% completion rate.
It will be second down in about 11. They spot him out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. So 40 seconds, clock stops. He'll drop back to pass on second down. Looking. He's got a man over the middle field, and this one's going to be broken up. And zone defense being played there by Collins. And James Bradley was the,
We got a flag down the backfield.
It was Clayton O'Donohue, the intended target. And so let's see what the flag here is for. This is going to be
shot block
against Shelby County. And it'll be interesting here.
That's the call of the year.
They will back it up, and in any other circumstance, you may take the penalty as it was, but because of Edwards' strong leg and the possibility of him trying a field goal here late in the half, this puts them way out of range at the moment with 34 seconds left. We'll be second down. They put this ball all the way back at the 42-yard line. My goodness, this is about a second and about 26. Here's Drain back to pass. Going to throw the screen here to Davis and couldn't get it set up as Davis was coming back to the middle of the field on an inside screen here.
I think Dane Kidwell got a hand on it for Collins.
So this is going to be third down for the Rockets with 30 seconds left, and Collins does have three timeouts left themselves. Drain takes the pass, or takes the shotgun snap that gives him
Morehead.
Spins away from a tackle.
Oh.
Now he's inside the 25. That's a big run from Morehead with the clock running all the way now, still inside the 20-yard line.
I'd say we're going to run
it. Inside the 22nd mark.
I'd say we're going to run it down and try a long field goal into this wind.
And that looks like what they'll do.
Fourth down.
It will be fourth down. Shelby County will get the ball back to start the second half. So rather than play the percentage and try and throw it into the end zone, this will be a long field goal. The ball is spotted at about the 24-yard line. Shelby takes their last time out with 6 seconds left. And Josh Edwards,
this is 42 yards into the wind. That's going to take a lick to get it there.
He hit a 42-yarder against South Oldham, and he also hit a 37-yarder against South Oldham. There wasn't much wind that night, but
the ball's a little colder.
Yeah.
It's a cool night out there.
You just never know. And so what Coach Shipley has elected to do here is, hey, we can get a quick snap and a quick low kick into the wind, take their chances, and maybe sneak out of this first half with three extra. They set it on the near side hash, drain the holder. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's on the way. Has the leg just wide. And 0.3 seconds left on the clock.
So?
Wow.
We got a football game.
14-10 is the score. A kick try from 42 yards into the wind. No good from Josh Edwards. And with 0.3 left on the clock, Collins can try and heave one downfield and, who knows, put one into the end zone here before they take it into the half, or they could elect to just go ahead and take a knee and not risk the chance of turning it over. Looks like that's what they'll do as they go into victory formation here. Aaron Lucas will take a knee, and that ends the first half of play. Boy, what a first half it's been. Collins and Shelby County in a good ball game here. The Rockets leading 14-10 at the break. This is high school football on Power 93.3.